My health insurance premium will drop by how much? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Everybody's worried that the new healthcare law is going to create national sticker shock. And yesterday, in his big speech in Illinois, the president seemed to be saying it certainly will, just not in the direction you expected.
So just last week, New York announced that premiums for consumers in these online marketplaces will be at least 50% lower than what they're paying today.
Really? Half off in New York?
50% lower.
So I immediately started fact-checking, and it turns out it's true, but that's because New York has a really screwed-up individual health insurance market, where people can put off buying insurance until they get sick, which means everyone who signs up starts making claims right away, which has pushed individual premiums to around $12,000 a year. So yes, because Obamacare requires even healthy New Yorkers to buy insurance, it'll finally spread the cost so premiums can drop. But that's New York. In states where premiums are already low, like California, the Health Care Act is likely to lead to increases because more things have to be covered. Drives you nuts, I know. But on the plus side, as the president points out,
you'll have the security of knowing that everything you've worked hard for is no longer one illness away from being wiped out.
But Dave, you say, suppose that as an American, I want the freedom to be wiped out by a major illness. Well, relax, because under Obamacare, you will still have the freedom to bankrupt yourself, just not by getting sick. You'll have to do it by gambling or house flipping. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.